Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And good news, He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'd like to begin today's podcast with a very special announcement. You've already heard this before, but I'm very excited about it. My brand new recording, a 12-song collection called The Middle of Nowhere, is now available at DennisJernigan.com, on iTunes, and a lot of other streaming services. In addition, my brand new book, also called The Middle of Nowhere, is available on Amazon.com. This book details the many times I've felt alone in the middle of nowhere moments of my life, and it shows how God has met me in each and every one of those moments. I honestly think it will be of great encouragement to you. Now, I said this last week, but you know this is true. You know how much I love Christmas, if you know me at all. I love all the music, I love all the traditions, and I absolutely love celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Today's podcast is the story behind not one, but two of my Christmas songs. Both of these songs are from the studio recording called The Very First Christmas Tree. The first song I would like to share the story behind is called Jesus Rocked This World, and it came to me way back on July 9th of 2015. Now, when we think of Jesus, we think often of a baby being rocked in a cradle. Why? Because that's what is normally done for a newborn baby. As I thought about this imagery, I thought about Mary and Joseph rocking Jesus back and forth in a small manger meant to hold hay. And then I thought about Jesus being rocked in the arms of his heavenly Father, who knew his Son would be sacrificed for the sin of mankind. But then it occurred to me that while we think of a baby being rocked in a cradle, get this, Jesus rocked the world in a different manner. His resurrection rocked the world with the possibility of salvation. He rocked the world with the power of redemption. Jesus rocked this world with the greatest love ever known to mankind, the possibility of being raised to a new identity in Christ. Let's do this. Let's rest in the arms of Jesus right now and allow him to rock us in his arms of love. And remember this, you know this, but let me remind you of this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, Jesus, shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's John 3:16. Now let's let Jesus rock us in his arms for a little bit.
Christ was born in a manger. Hear the angels sing. Peace on earth and joy in a manger, born to be a king. Wise men come and bow down before him, shepherds do the same. All creation longing to know him, Jesus is his name. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world. In that moment, came to rescue fallen man from sin and hell. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world while he rocked in his Father's arms. While he rocked in his Father's arms. to shed his blood. Solid rock and strong, mighty tower, redeeming us from sin. Born a lamb to show us God's power, died and rose again. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world. In that moment, came to rescue fallen men from sin and hell. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world while he rocked in his Father's arms. While he rocked in his Father's arms. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world. In that moment, came to rescue fallen men from sin and hell. In that moment, Jesus rocked this world while he rocked in his Father's arms. While he rocked in his Father's arms. While he rocked in his Father's arms.
Father, we rock in the arms of the presence of God Almighty. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for this great gift to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, the second song I'd like to share today is also from the studio recording called The Very First Christmas Tree. This particular song is called God With Us, Merry Christmas, and I received it on November 21st of 2015. I've already said it, I love Christmas, I just do. Without the birth of Jesus, I would be lost, I would be dying in sin. Jesus came to earth fully God, yet fully man. He is God with us. Let us not lose sight of that truth. I love that we celebrate his birth every year, yet it pains my heart to see how far we have drifted away as a culture from the reason for the season. But regardless of what the world does, I will worship Jesus, and I will thank God for the advent of Jesus. This song came as I began to think on such things. Also, my grandchildren inspired me in a sense. This song is one more bit of the legacy of faith I want to leave with them. My honest, deepest desire is that my grandchildren for generations to come would come to faith in and bow down in worship to Jesus Christ. Isaiah 7:14 says this, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel," literally God with us. Now let's listen and meditate on the fact that our God is with us through every step of our lives.
Laid upon him most innocent.
grave. Give him, Lord, stand in awe. Greatest gift ever given, God with us. Give him, Lord, stand in awe. God. Greatest gift ever given, God with us. Give him, Lord, stand in awe. God with us, Merry Christmas. God with us, Merry Christmas.
Father, thank you. Thank you so much for your presence with us through every step of our lives. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Matthew 1:23 says this, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. I quoted Isaiah before, but it's the same quotation found in Matthew 1:23. Isaiah foretold the coming of Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:23 confirms it. Regardless of what we must go through in this life, the simple and astounding foundational truth is this. Get this. We are never alone, ever. Think about that in the coming days and enjoy God's presence as you celebrate the birth of His Son this year. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, beautiful, awesome wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Just in time for Christmas, guys, just saying. Now, if you haven't already done so, subscribe to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast and make it a part of your weekly routine. It's free and it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button and you're all set. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you don't mind, would you take a couple of minutes right now and just leave me a review? And to help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you also consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out, allinallchurch.com. Guess what? You can also join us online the first Wednesday evening of each month for live worship. Just go to facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's facebook.com/official.dennisjernigan, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Mark it right now on your calendar. Worship with All in All Church, first Wednesday of each month. Now, don't forget to check out some of my books on Amazon. They make great Christmas gifts, like my autobiography, Sing Over Me, the follow-up book, Renewing Your Mind, my brand new book, The Middle of Nowhere. I also have two fantasy book series. One is called The Chronicles of Bryn. The second one is called The Barons of Bryn. I also have several children's books, several devotional books, and even a short novel called The Short Life. Check them out for me when you get a chance. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like MP3s of today's two songs, Jesus Rocked This World and God With Us Merry Christmas, from the studio recording The Very First Christmas Tree, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com or visit iTunes and other streaming services. By the way, you can also get the brand new recording, The Middle of Nowhere, a 12-song collection. And in addition, you can get all the lead sheets for use in your worship times at your own church by going to praisecharts.com. That's praisecharts.com. I've said a lot in a little bit of time here today, and I know you're tired of listening to me, so I'll just leave you with this. If you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.